Solidarity Fund to roll out food relief for vulnerable households. A fund set up to pull money together to fight COVID-19 and limit its economic pain on families is planning to earmark 120 million rand in food relief for 250,000 vulnerable households, an internal document obtained by Business Day shows. President Cyril Ramaphosa established the Solidarity Fund, which raised more than 2 billion rand in the 2 weeks after it was launched. The fund has also set up a 100 million rand facility to fast-track the purchase of urgently required protective equipment such as face masks and shields. The food relief effort, which is in the planning stage and could change, will reach the most vulnerable communities. Its administration will enable the fund to track and ensure the costs are directed towards the provision of food relief. The food relief is part of the fund's humanitarian effort aimed at mobilizing and coordinating the resources of business, civil society and communities to respond to humanitarian challenges, including food security and combating the escalation of violence against women and children as a consequence of the virus and the lockdown. The Solidarity Fund said the document was for internal purposes. The fund is chaired by businessperson Gloria Serop, and to date its launch and mobilization has been done on a pro bono basis with the intention that this remain the case for as long as possible, according to the document. Along with Serop, the board members include Deputy Chair Adrian Entoven, the Executive Chair of European-based private investment group Yellowwoods, Interim CEO, Nam Kitankwini, a former executive at ABSA, Iondan Saluba, a Group Executive Director of Discovery, and Trifosa Romano, the President of the Association of Black Securities and Investment Professionals. The other members are EN Safrica Chair Michael Katz, Homotso Makeupula, the National Treasurer of the National Education, Health and Allied Workers Union, Finance Minister Tito Mboweni, Trade, Industry and Competition Minister Ibrahim Patel, and former President of the SA Youth Council Tulani Chifutu. The board has established subcommittees to ensure corporate governance. These include a disbursements committee led by Nsaluba. The committee is supported by technical teams formulated under Business for SA and working with the Department of Health, the National Health Laboratory Service and other stakeholders to ensure proposals meet the need to ensure effective interventions. Old Mutual independently administers the fund on a pro bono basis. Advisory firms and legal firms A and EN Safrica have developed the governance framework to guide the allocation of funds, also pro bono.